So I want to share with you about the pattern. Let's go to Moses and let's see how God gave it, where he got it, and what he did. Let's start with Moses. We'll look at David a little bit. We'll look at this pattern a little bit. Exodus 24, verse 15. And Moses went up, and the cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called Moses out of the midst of the cloud. I love this verse 17. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, he called Moses out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mount. And in the eyes of the children of Israel, and Moses went into that devouring fire. He went up into that cloud. And he got him up the mountain. And Moses was in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Now this is where he had a lot of different encounters where God took him back into him that was and showed him all of Genesis, walked him through Genesis. That's how he wrote the book of Genesis. But he also gave him the pattern. Very, very detailed operations of the tabernacle. He received detailed operation. You can imagine the people were fulfilling his operations. He would say, now you got to do it this way. You got to do it this way. You got to do this way. And they probably go, why do we have to do it this way? They didn't know why, but it was given to him from above. If you look at verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary. Exodus 25, let me make them a house. That I may dwell among them. Let us make a house that I may dwell among them. See, God wants to dwell with us in manifested glory. This is the generation, the third house that's going to receive this indwelling of manifested glory. Amen. He says, let them make a sanctuary that I may dwell among them according to all that I show thee. After the pattern of the tabernacle and the patterning of the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it, and they shall make an ark of wood, and 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth. And so he gives all this detail. Amen. And you look at verse 17, and thou shalt make a mercy seat of gold. And he gave him very specific usage of the gold, very specific weights, usage, everything. By the way, gold was in the floors, it was in the curtains, it was in the rods, it was in the walls. Gold was in the mercy seat. I looked at it, it was 666 talents of gold alone in the Holy of Holies. The whole thing was pure gold. God likes gold. He's going to use gold again. Verse 22, and it's there that I will meet with you, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubims, which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things that I will give you in the commandment. And then you go on down, he talks about the candlestick, the branches, all of it had to be specifically spoken of. And at the end he says, now look, look that thou make them after their pattern that was showed thee on the mount. Here again, we see this pattern. I want you to go to Hebrews for a minute, chapter 8, and I want you to look at verse 5, and he speaks something here. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for said, see. Well, here we go. See, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern showed thee on the mount. And he called that pattern, it was after a heavenly pattern. He was building earthly after the heavenly, because he received it in the heavenly. And God was very specific about it. I mean, so much detail. And if you get into the Revelations, everything had a shadow with it. The interior of the curtains was made of, the exterior was badger skin, very rough. And the interior was like a lambskin. That's kind of like us. We've got the exterior badger skin. Everything has a purpose. If you got into it and God would take you through it, he'd show you every one of them. Because God was building after a heavenly tabernacle. And God inhabited that with his glory. And his glory was seen of the nations and demonstrated of the nations. It was a visible manifestation of the Father's glory. Not many generations get that. Our generation's going to get that. Except it's not going to be on one tabernacle. It's going to be on a multitude. Can you imagine God's glory being seen on a multitude of tabernacles all over the world simultaneously? God's glory being manifested? That's the day we're living. He says, this is the generation that seek the Lord. Now, I want you to go now to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. And let's look at David. Because now he's giving instruction to Solomon. And he's about to build, and he's going to release all this to Solomon. And so he says in verse 10, 1 Chronicles 28, he says, take heed now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Now this shifted a little bit because Moses was a tabernacle. Now they're about to build a temple. This thing is moving because this is a kingly house, a kingly and a priestly element together. There's a lot of things that were the same, just a lot bigger and better. He goes, be strong and do it. And David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the porch and the houses thereof, the treasuries. There's a pattern for the treasuries. Do you know that? Of the upper chambers and the inner parlors and the place of the mercy seat. See, there's a pattern. There's a pattern for going up. Pattern for going down. And the pattern of all, verse 12, that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, of the chambers round about, and the treasuries of the house of God, and the treasuries of dedicated things. And verse 18, he said, and for the altar of incense, refined by gold by weight, and the gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubim. The cherubims ride the chariots. The chariots of fire will be seen again in this day. The chariots of fire, God's army will be seen. You know, when Elisha received Elijah's mantle, he said, if you can see me, that chariot came right between them. It was a chariot of fire, and he saw the horsemen and the chariot of fire. And he saw that chariot, Elijah, man, what a way to go up. I mean, he'd like to go up like that. And Elijah said, oh, he sees it. From then on, Elisha not only sees the chariot, he sees whole armies. And they're with him, and they dismantle whole armies. I mean, his servant wakes up, and there's a whole army arrayed against him, and Elisha's just still half asleep. And he wakes up, and he said, oh, master, there's a whole army. He goes, greater is he that's with us. And he's out there, he says, Lord, open his eyes. And he saw a mountain full of the chariots of fire and the horsemen thereof. And that mountain dismantled the whole army. We're going to see this kind of army again. This is what this is about. You got to see it. Verse 19. And this saith David, the Lord made me to understand in writing by his hand that was upon me. And all the works of what? It's pattern. So the temple, a second pattern given from above. A kingly house, a priestly house. Now, God speaks of the latter day house in Haggai being greater than the former. He speaks, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. Watch it. Watch gold and silver in the last days come to great importance again. Watch gold and silver be the mainstay. Watch what God does as he breathes the Ruah of God upon it. Watch everyone run to it when other things fail. Gold and silver is never going to fail because God said it's mark upon it. Watch it happen. He said the silver is mine, the gold is mine. The glory, say the glory of the latter day house. That's our house. Greater than the former. Greater than Solomon's day. Solomon's was far greater than Moses's, and this one's going to be far greater than Solomon's. He said it. He said, a greater than Solomon stands before you this day, the Queen of Sheba. Boy, he was on him He said the Queen of Sheba was going to rise up in this generation with a rebuke. Because she traveled to the far ends of the earth to hear his wisdom. That's the way he taught. Think about it. Queen of Sheba took a whole train of camels just to come into the glory to hear this man speak. And Jesus was standing in front of them and they couldn't hear him speak. Oh, I wonder if we were in Jesus' day, would we be the ones following? Are we the one hearing? Or just after the miracles? We don't always think about like that. Because God is speaking. Are we paying attention? Were they paying attention? He was rebuking them because they were not. They were not hearing what he was saying. He was saying, listen, your hour is here. It's come. I'm here. And you're rejecting your hour. He goes, other generations would rise and travel a whole world to listen to something far less than what I'm giving you right now. They'll rise up in judgment. Amen. They couldn't hear him because he spoke from a different realm. Even Nicodemus, he says, I mean, he's just trying to tell him how a man's going to get born again. And Nicodemus' head was spinning off it. I'm speaking to you earthly things now. What if I start talking to you about heavenly things? If I talk to you about how I'm going to be caught up in the glory and be the King of glory and caught up into the Father and make you one with the Father. Called you to be in the union, the same union that I hold. Because as soon as he said that I was one with the Father, I mean, they want to kill him. They didn't have a problem with the Father, they had a problem with him. Because he said, I'm the way. See that you build according to the pattern shown to thee on the mount. Well, just so happened, we didn't really choose. We were chosen. I said we. I didn't say me. Say we're in we mode. I mean, it was after the most devastating time we ever had. And suddenly, we come up out of that season. And God starts talking about the right hand of God. I'm like, what is this? And then revelations never stopped. They just one after another. And each time, boy, we thought this is it. And God said, we're just putting the frame in the wall. And I mean, no, this is it. This is it. Because that's all he lets you see. Because we're building in an unknown realm. We're walking it out. He started opening the door to Jericho. Here's how every city will fall. Look at the components. And we started seeing the Jericho model. We saw the armed forces. He would send them in. Those to us are the angels. The pattern. They would go before. They go behind. We said the seven priests. And they would blow the seven trumpets of ram's horns. That was a type and shadow of the seven eyes and the seven horns, the crown. Then we saw the ark following. That was a type and shadow of the glory of the Father. So we see the Father, the seven spirits of God, the angelic host, the wall of fire. And we see the walls collapsing. So we're seeing these 7 days of light. And we're seeing all these patterns. And he's given us all these pieces. He's given all these revelations, things that are hidden. Like Abraham, he goes before the Father, and because nobody really understood when the covenant was ever actually produced. Everyone said, well, he promised the covenant that day. Well, when did he ever make it? When they cut the covenant in the foreskin of a male. And no, that was a sign of it. And we found out just recently that God said, I'm coming to finish this today. He appears to God. He said, come before my face, Abraham. We're going to complete this today. Brought him right before his face. Walked him out past Christ. He beheld the Lord's day. Abraham will see my day. And he took him all the way back. And each time he would take him through, he says, not anymore. You are, he said, you have been a father of many nations. Kings have come out of your loins. Each time he spoke it, it was already finished. He finished it and brought him back in. That's the operation of the glory realm. That's what happens when you get caught up in him that was and is to come. This is the pattern that God wants to build with. You think he's going to build his last day church? Let's all see how many sheep we can get in here in a seeker-friendly environment and, you know, the church growth program. The depths of God have to come out from the heavens and people have to be exposed to the glory and the depths of God once again. The fullness. And so God gives this pattern and he starts emerging, and suddenly he gets all this and he's teaching and throwing all these things at us and showed us mysteries like the transfiguration, things that you just normally wouldn't see. I mean, Peter writing about the second coming based on an encounter he's having in the Mount of Transfiguration. How does he write about the second coming? Sure word of prophecy. We saw him in his majestic glory. We have a sure word of prophecy. We saw him as King of Kings. We saw the majestic glory. We saw him in his second coming. We have the sure word of prophecy. I'm like, you weren't there, but he was there. So all these different revelations were coming out describing operations of the Father, operations of the seven spirits of God, operations of the King of Glory, who he is, what he's received, what all the Father intends to do. And then he starts bringing out the crown and the future of the church and the last days, shakings and the judgments on into the tribulation to the last day when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God. And he sets up his millennial reign for 1,000 years. And the Antichrist and the false prophet snatched out of the earth by angels. They come in the last day and snatch the Antichrist and the false prophet, and they get thrown in the lake of fire. They're the first to go. And the devil's bound into a bottomless pit, and the Lord sets up his millennial reign. All that's the crown. The crown will outlast us, just like that covenant outlasts Abraham. But what you're doing and what we're doing with it has a profound impact in bringing it into the earth. Now we're kind of getting accustomed to what we're called to do here. You have to understand what God's doing in our generation. He's bringing the crown, the throne, the house of David out, in which he is the solitary heir, all in a perfected state by the key of David. He's bringing all of that out with himself. The King of Glory is going to come and personally see to the manifestation of this latter-day house. It's how he's bringing it out is the awesome part. Turn to Zechariah 4, verse 7. He says, who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a level ground. He'll bring out the final crowning stone. He's going to bring it out. Now he gets into verse 9. He said, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall finish it. Thou shalt know the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For despise not the day of small beginnings. We're still in that day, not in our faith, just in the natural. In our faith, we're way. Listen, my friends, you've got to get your faith out of the now. You've got to get your life, your faith, the eye of your heart. You've got to get it out of the now. The now circumstantial driven life. You will never birth greatly staying in the now. You got to get out with God. That's what he does. He takes you out in front. Amen. He gets you out of the circumstance and starts feeding you his living will, his living thoughts, his living design for who you are. You live in that realm. You dwell in that realm. You function in that realm. You rejoice in that realm. Sometimes it gets so real in that realm. It's real. It's living because God's opening something very real to you. And when he opens that realm, it's feeding something in you. Amen. And he said, despise not the day of the small beginning, for they shall rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven eyes, the eyes of the Lord that run to and fro the whole earth. Plumb line is the instrument dropped out of heaven. How many know what a plumb line is? This is a plumb line. It's called a stone of 10. It's dropped. Where's it dropped from? From above. Well, where is scripture where you draw a circle? Show me the scripture. He encompassed Jericho. Encircled it, right? He said, set all things under his feet, right? He sits above the circle of the earth. What about you? You've been raised above. So if he set it under your feet, do you approach it head on or under your feet? If it's been set under your feet, why would you approach it head on? You see? So if it's under your feet, well, what's under your feet? Everything. But God's got to start somewhere. If you get a scripture, oh, wisdom was there when he drew a circle on the face of the deep. God draws circles. Amen? The circle is just your sphere of authority. You can't do everything everywhere. You got to have some sphere. He's got to start you somewhere. Amen? If you're not sure to start with, just draw a circle over you. To say, Lord, I take dominion over me. Just start with you. Start with your head, your mind. Start with your family. Stop praying from here to there. Start praying there to here. You got to get it under your feet. That's why you go up. When you come down, there's a Jericho model. This is what this model is about. There's elements, components that God is going to have in place in this rule of dominion for the last days. It's a church. He said, I'll be the glory in your midst and a wall of fire around about you. Amen? The wall of fire is the angelic host around about you. Chariots of fire around about you. Warriors, breakers, hornets. Angels ascend and descend. Jesus had it. Jacob had it. You're supposed to have it. They ascend and descend. Where did they descend from? Where you came down from. It's supposed to be an open heaven cylinder around you. Open heaven, wherever you go. Jesus said, look, you'll see my secret today. The angels will be ascending in the city. He told Nathaniel that. They weren't ascending and descending in a 10,000 square radius around him. They ascended and descended where he was. But there was a radius around him. That was his sphere. That was his circle. That was the authority he walked in. Wherever he went, the circle went. Wherever he was led by the Father. Amen? But for the component part of it's heaven on earth, but we break that up and describe what that means. Component number one, the crown is present. What's a crown? You know what the crown means? Surround. Circle. Oh, there we go. Circle again. So it's surrounding something. When you drop the crown means to surround. It has a circumference of dominion and authority. It has seven horns of dominion, perfected dominion. Wherever it sits, there's dominion. But it has to be executed, seen, cooperated, and agreed with. Everything in the kingdom's faith, you have to agree, execute. You, whatever you set down, you better know what you're setting down. You're setting down dominion. You're setting down the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience. I have a right to function in dominion. So when that crown gets set down, whether it's over my house, this church, or fields, our future fields, our whole states, our whole nations over the White House, wherever it's going to get set down, you have a right then to decree and clear out all second heaven interference all the way to the third heaven, down to the first heaven, a circumference cylinder of glory that stretches to the heavens. Where the angels of heaven don't just bob up and down. Oh, they got bounced off in the second heaven. No, they go descend up and down a ladder. There is no second heaven. There is a free access for the angels who ascend and descend. That has to be built, constructed by you. In agreement by who you are. There's angelic authority. You are joint heir with it. There's chariots of fire. See, they're going to clear it out. Because this cylinder belongs to me. It belongs to the King of glory. It belongs to the kingdom of God. Everything in here belongs to the kingdom. I'm working and I said, everything will bow and I will not stop until everything within here bows. See how we're bringing heaven into the earth. The angels are here. The word of promise is here. So let's imagine for a minute. Imagine this room in here, a circle. I can walk up and down and through this circle. And anything in here that doesn't look like the kingdom of God, I have a right to address it. I have a right to put angels on it. I have a right to believe for a wall of fire to be around about. And I see angels. When I stand down, I see angels ascending and ascending. And I decree all second heaven interference be thou removed. I command time and the powers that control it to collapse. I want nothing. I want to be able to walk to and fro, up and down, and all around. I want to be able to walk out in front of time, behind, because this is my circle. It's his circle, but he assigned it to me. Now I have authority here now, and he made me to know you got authority. When I come down the cylinder. I see the wall. Sometimes it's blue, sometimes it's amber, and it goes all the way to heavens. I see it because the word said it's true. It's a wall of fire. Amen. I have an inherited right for the angels to ascend and descend with me. If he could call on 12 legion, I can call on 12 legions. One legion per circle, I have a right. If he could call on them, I can call on them because I am an inheritor heir. But the angels are not the only thing that are there. The promise is there. So imagine this whole room's full of promise. Well, we got to construct some things. The promise is not arbitrary. Oh, God, just release your promises. What do you want to breathe on? What does my word say? Speak. Speak my word in the midst of your circle. Stand down and speak what I've said. Start doing that. Now agree with what you just said. Start doing that. Every day I do that, it's like a little frame was being built. Another frame over here. Getting ready for what? King of glory to come out of heaven. Bring that throne out. Bring the crown out. Bring the house out. Guess who he's bringing with him? Guess who he's bringing? Father. Me and my Father, we will make our abode with you. Man, I am holding him to that word. I will not let go. And he knows I won't let go. We got every single promise given to us from John 14, 15, 16, and 17, except that one. My Father and I will make our abode. He's done every single other thing he said he would do. He has done it, and he's going to do that one. Because we're going to hold his word and keep it. You know, when you keep his word, it's like a magnet. It draws stuff to you. I'm going to keep it until the Father comes and makes his abode. That is, I will be the glory in your midst. That is manifested glory. Okay, you got Moses' tabernacle, Solomon's tabernacle, when he ascent into the glory. Even Queen of Sheba saw him walk up into the glory of God. The living glory was in the tabernacle. Seen. You saw it on the Mount of Transfiguration. Just imagine the Mount of Transfiguration in your circle. When the Father steps in, now you can walk up into the glory of him that was, is, and to come. And now he can take you anywhere because he's in your circle. But here's the difference. It's not in heaven anymore. You got the Father down in the earth. And when you got the Father down in the earth and you're walking up and down in the earth, Father can manifest now. He has jurisdictional authority that you have given him by your authority to manifest the kingdom of God in the earth. That's what's in the plumb line. You got the Father's manifested glory. You have the crown, which is the seven spirits of God. You have the angelic host. You have his word, and you have the King of glory with all of his inheritances, all standing down inside your crown or your circle, surrounding you. So what happens every day, you're starting to develop the kind of faith that you're surrounded by the glory of God. I'm surrounded by angels. When I start going to warfare, I just go back in the mode. I'm surrounded by a wall of fire. The Father's with me. I'm getting into we mode with the Father here. Like I was with him there, now I'm getting him here. He's starting to open this realm where he's here. Because you got to get heaven down here. You have got to participate with him to clear the second heaven out so he can bring all the glory he laid up there, here. Well, why? The Holy Spirit will bring it. The Holy Spirit brings it down in measure for his church. Most of what he's bringing down is get us ready to bring the fullness down. Because in this generation, God's not dealing with us in measure. He's bringing the fullness down. He's bringing it all. Everything you see. All. He's coming out with the Father, with the crown, with the angels, with the inheritance, with his glory. And he's going to stand in your tabernacle. He's going to stand in your crown. He's going to stand in your circumference. He's going to surround you. He's going to stand in your circle. That's what happened when you stand over your house. Well, I stood over my house 3 months ago and nothing happened. You got to stand over there and build an infrastructure for heaven to fill. Here's the secret. Heaven fills his word. You're going to have to get down there and speak his word to build a living image of that word, of that garden he spoke to you. When you learn how to release it, you can start moving in these dimensions. Amen? Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for this glorious, amazing opportunity to have a focused pattern of the kingdom of God in the earth that incorporates all the inheritances, the King of glory, the Father of glory, and the Ark, the crown of the seven spirits of God, and the angelic host of heaven, the mighty warriors and chariots of fire. We thank you for where you have brought us. We thank you. Only you could have brought us here. We thank you for all the wisdom that was given, all the grace, all the mercy that was shown to us in this great journey. Thank you for getting us just to this point. The foundation has been completed. It's ready to roll out. the King of Glory will stand with us in the earth in the last days. Our eyes will see you, Lord, soon. And people will see the glory of the Father upon this house, upon the tabernacles of men. The seven spirits of God, they're burning before the throne, will be with us in the earth as a crown of inheritance, dominion, and wisdom beyond the wisdom of this age. We give you the glory for this, King of Glory. We give you the glory for the focused eye of the heart, for the plumb line, for the crown, to see dominion manifested in our hour, in our day. In our hour, in our day, the dominion of heaven manifesting into the earth. We give you all the glory. Amen, amen.